We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very informative guest joining us coming up in the next segment, Larry Graffwald, the infiltrated, the murderous communist that trained Obama. They want to kill back then in the 70s. They wanted to kill 25 million landowners, gun owners, conservatives, Christians. They want to just line us up and blow our heads off. And that's always been their plan. And guys, I forgot to do this because I pulled it again Sunday. Aaron's in there right now with McAdoo. Will you ask him, because he'll be the quickest, to print Army documents, cover re-education camps. Or you know what? That whole stack from Sunday, that police state stack that I used Friday night on Coast to Coast AM, you know, it's a big giant stack of Army documents, re-education camps, gun confiscation drills, how to process this by Social Security, how to, you know, find people that are you know, don't follow the politically incorrect stuff, you know, to pick up the politically incorrect. Just pull me those documents because I want to read the Army code, read the manuals, because our friend Larry Graffwald will be able to give us his take on all of that and what's currently happening and a lot more. Right now, let's go to some of your calls. Travis in Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, sir. Good day.
What's on your mind there, Travis? Do you need to go to a FEMA camp for a little while?
Yeah, with the state my mind is at now, that would probably be the best thing, you know. But what's on my mind? Other than the miracle fact of me waking up and how that came about, it's just the symbolism everywhere and everything I see. It's all around us. And
yeah, they're bombarding us with psychological warfare.
Yeah, and that's what I get when you say they call it psych warfare. You call it info war, but
well, I mean, they call it info war too, but we're using the truth and common sense. You know, evil stuff like the UN shouldn't be commanding our military and telling Congress they have no authority now. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, but what about Lil Wayne releasing a music video 3 days before Colorado, Aurora, Colorado, and he had towards the
12 skeletons.
Yes.
You know, that could be a coincidence, though. But when you have other things where they have, you know, 20 TV shows and movies where gun owners blow up a federal building, and then the brother of the governor, who's involved in all this PSYOP stuff, writes a book where a Tom McVeigh bombs the federal building, and then that's used to take over and arrest the Patriots, and then the exact same thing happens, that's different. That's different. You can see the – listen – when I was growing up, all the soldiers, you know, on the TV shows fought for the UN. The toys are all UN Global Peacekeeper. In fact, one of those toys is sitting out there on the counter. It says Global Peacekeeper. Run that into me real quick. Just right there on the circular table right behind that wall. Yeah, right over there. Or at least it was a few days ago. My kids had dug it out of storage here at the office. We're looking at it. There's all these toys about Global Peacekeeper. It's all conditioning. Recognize it. It's an assault to acclimate you. Thank you, Matt. I mean, look at this toy. You're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. World Peacekeepers. And you go to the store now, you can't find military toys that say USA on it like when I was a kid. Look at this. World Peacekeeper. Accessories, perfect for all. 12-inch action figures. And, you know, the new toys are police running checkpoints on the highway and putting people through body scanners. I mean, they're just getting everybody ready. This is all part of a unified program. Anything else, sir?
Other than the fact that I'm just about ready to give up this life and society to spread the word, I think that's all I have.
Well, that is all we have, is defeating this criminal takeover, which is a lot bigger than Obama. I mean, if Obama, you know, drifts off down the, you know, the way politically, they'll rehabilitate him and, you know, make him some type of humanitarian like Clinton and others and Bush. But our big issue is the ruling class, the mega rich, don't want a free market. They're the enemy. They want monopolies. And that's what we've got to explain to the disenfranchised poor people and welfare folks, is this is pressure from below and above. The ultra-rich, like Soros, Arm & Hammer before him, they are funding the communist takeover because they are exempt from it. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Again, it is Thursday, the 30th day of August, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. And, of course, the news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We are joined by Larry Grafwall, who's been on with us before. You've also heard us many times play the clip where he breaks down being on the top of the Weathermen organization as an infiltrator. And they're talking about when they take over through the big federal government. This is Obama's mentors, the Weathermen that literally raised him and took care of him, said they're going to put 50 million of us in a re-education camp and kill 25 million of us. Now, new Army documents that the Army responded to and said, yes, that PDF is real. It's restricted. And then later they put it out on a National Guard site after we got it. Kind of like, okay, we'll just hide it in plain view. It is FM3-39.40. It's how to put Americans in re-education camps who are, quote, political agitators, and how to re-educate us in the camps. And how to process their Social Security numbers. It's FM3-39.40. And I thought we'd get Mr. Grafwall on because we've got all these Obama advisors, and we played clips yesterday of them, saying a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 will help get him elected. And, hey, there'll be a big events, and we'll blame it on our enemies. I mean, they don't say they're going to do it. but they come very close to saying they're going to stage something. So my question to him is, does he expect, knowing the type of people that are in and around Obama, to try to stage something before the election? Because we've got a lot of Homeland Security sources, and I've got police sources that are being told something big's happening around the election. Get ready for all Hades to break loose. Now, maybe that's not going to happen, but they are telling police, military, that I've talked to on air, but also people I know and contacts that give us good information. I've never heard this much chatter. And then you've got, again, Robert Shapiro in the Financial Times of London saying, barring a new Oklahoma City, Obama will not get reelected. And then the president needs that to reconnect with the people. And I can pull the quote up if you want us to show it again. The point is, all of this is going on, so I want to get his take on it. He's a decorated member of the Army in the Airborne in Vietnam. And then he came back and was going to college, and they were openly, you know, calling for communist takeovers. He got invited to the meetings. They were openly calling for violence and bombing, so he went to the FBI. They said, well, infiltrate it. And he helped put some of these people behind bars and stop others from carrying out other events, and he's trying to right now, for police officers they killed and others, they're still trying to get prosecution against some of the people that the evidence shows were involved. So we're dealing with very radical, dangerous people, is my point. They did the Fast and Furious, and they could do anything. They staged a false flag. Larry Graffwald, good to have you on with us. I've thrown out a lot here in the last few minutes while you're sitting there on hold. What is front and center on your radar screen right now?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on your program again. I really enjoy this, and as you know, I can't hardly add anything to what you said in the introduction. I look at Barack Obama and remember the speech that he gave not too long ago, comparing himself to Abraham Lincoln and Franklin Roosevelt, and I believe it was Wilson that he compared himself to, people, presidents that he considers to be the greatest presidents we've ever had. It's interesting to note that he didn't mention George Washington, who, in my opinion, is the greatest president we ever had, because that man was in a position to be king if he wanted to be, and he is certainly responsible for the fact that we're still a democracy today, not only in that he led us to victory over the British, but that he turned down being a king, which at that time it would have been very easy for him to do.
Well, no one had ever done that. In fact, King George III, when he got the letter back a month after with the crossing of the Atlantic, that George Washington turned down the kingship that was being offered to him by basically everybody, and Hamilton wanted that, that he refused it. The quote by King George III was that George Washington was the greatest man alive in the world.
Yeah, exactly. And it, ironically, our president doesn't even bother to include him. Now, I don't know if that's because he doesn't think he's as great as him, or if he doesn't think George Washington is as great as the three he mentioned. But regardless, we're talking about a president whose ego is gigantic. He believes that he's the equal to Abraham Lincoln, has there been a greater president since George Washington than Abraham Lincoln? I don't think so. Given that, when you put all of that together, you realize that this is an individual who is not going to take defeat easily. And my belief is, remembering what his advisors have said before, Axelrod and the other guy that's mayor now of Chicago, that you never let a catastrophe go to waste. So you're exactly right. If you know, another Twin Towers was to happen, if another bomb in Oklahoma City was to happen, it would be a reason for the administration to declare martial law, possibly suspend elections until they decided that it was safe to have them again, and start rounding up dissenters like ourselves. And we know that this, that at least somebody is thinking about it because of the documents you mentioned earlier, and also the NDAA. the National Defense Authorization Act. That's what gives the president the power to use these regulations that you were talking
That's
about.
Right. We're not speculating
Army.
In a vacuum. This is now reality. Secret arrest, re-education camps, 1.4 billion rounds. It's not just 750, 450, 250. It's now 1.4 billion total in the last 12 months. Armored vehicles being delivered everywhere. What's going on from your highly informed view?
I mean, if it walks like a duck and it's got webbed feet and it quacks, it's a duck. I like you, hope that I'm wrong and that my suspicions are totally incorrect, and that this election will come and go peacefully, and that we'll have have good reason to look back on this in a few months and laugh. But my experience tells me to expect the worst. I mean, I heard the weathermen in meetings describe how they were going to round up, it was 100 million people, and put them in re-education centers. And now we find out that the government is creating re-education centers. Some of Obama's closest advisors are ex-members of the Weather Underground. And that's not just Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers. Jeff Jones is one of the founders of the Apollo Group. The Apollo Group was involved in the stimulus package, the first stimulus package, and also in helping the Obama administration put together Obamacare. So Jeff Jones is one of the founders of the Weather Underground, along with Bernadine and Bill and Mark Rudd and several others, and he's probably closer to the administration than Bill and Bernadine right now.
Well, we have Homeland Security sources across the board who are apologizing and saying, I thought you were, you know, too extreme. This is being discussed. And they're reportedly running around the highest levels of Homeland Security, giggling and laughing, not worried about the lesbian sex scandals, none of it, because they're saying, oh, you wait, you know, something big's coming. We're not going anywhere. And we have fundraising letters. We know from 2 years ago that even Glenn Beck got uncovered, where they send them out to Democratic donors and say, don't worry if he gets down in the polls. There's going to be a crisis, and we're going to blame it on people. I mean, they're so arrogant.
Yes, absolute arrogance. And you know, if you think about it from one perspective, why shouldn't they be arrogant? Everything that they have touched in recent years has turned to gold. Who would have ever suspected that known terrorist bombers that had murdered policemen and assisted in the death of three of their own members would be not only free and walking the streets, but would be educators and well-known quote-unquote celebrities to the extent that you know, news media would be talking to him and asking him what they thought. You know, I would have never suspected in a million years that Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers wouldn't be in prison at this time of their lives. And instead, I'm contemplating the fact that it could very possibly be me that winds up in one of these re-education centers where they're going to try to teach me a new way to think. And, of course, that isn't going to work. It's one other thing that you pointed out earlier about the UN peacekeeper. The UN and the law that they're trying to pass about gun control, essentially superseding the Constitution. Hillary Clinton has come out in support for this thing and is supporting it getting passed through the United Nations. And then, of course, that'll be the excuse for implementing it here in the United States. And where have we ever voted to allow UN law to supersede our law?
And by the way, Article 15 says nations agree to help the UN invade countries to take civilian firearms.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
and then they run this PSYOP going, there's nothing about your guns in there, and openly says. And the drafters say in meetings at UNIDIR, we interpret this to mean we're going to have an abolition of civilian ownership of firearms because it threatens a legitimate power monopoly of the state. And that was a quote, folks. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she's beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Only 1 week left to take advantage of the amazing summer clearance on TGen. You order TGen Testosterone Booster today, you get 3 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free, essentially clearing out the warehouse. TGen gets your testosterone up, and nitric oxide, well, that gets everything pointing in the right direction. It's a no-brainer to take advantage of this amazing offer today. We are talking a whole nother level of performance. Boosting nitric oxide is how the popular pharmaceuticals work to increase performance. This is the last week where you can try TGen and receive 3 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free. That's right, free. But the countdown on this outrageous offer has begun, so call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Even better, this crazy offer is backed by a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Call right now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
You know, we have a normalcy bias. You call it a Stockholm syndrome, whatever you want. That even when we got this Army document and found out that they had linked it on a National Guard site, it was supposed to be restricted, but people uploading stuff, and it's getting shared with tens of thousands of MPs, and regular military is now getting the training, and it has the 10 FEMA regions, how they're going to run it all. I was just showing it on PrisonPlanet.tv for viewers. I was going through this 2010 that started under Obama. You know, a lot of bad stuff happened under Bush, but we can definitely say the TSA groping, the checkpoints, the TSA on the streets, all these Army manuals about gun confiscation is Obama. Now, maybe Mitt Romney will get in and continue it as bad as things are. I don't know. I just have to be honest, because you know I'm nonpartisan. This is all happening under Mr. Obama and his controllers. And our Homeland Security source, one of them, said, quote, they're going hot. They've made the decision. They're dancing around saying, we're not worried. They're going to pull something. But our sources, and I've got them from police to FBI to Doug Hagman's sources that I know is in federal law enforcement, they're all saying the same thing. That's why Janet's running around, you know, acting like a crazy person at Homeland Security. That's why all these women under him are. These are crazy people. I mean, these are crazy people. Hitler was crazy. Stalin was crazy. Mao was crazy. These are crazy people. They love power. Their idea of fun is arresting families and putting you in re-education camps. I mean, these are demons. They love abortion. They hate the family. You hear them all the time. These are really evil people. I'm ranting, sir. I'm just so freaked out that all of this is really happening. Larry, do you think because of public exposure they might back off? I mean, you've been in the meetings with Obama's mentors saying they want to kill 25 million of us.
I don't think so. I go back to the fact that in the last 10 or 20 years, everything they've touched has turned to gold. And I think that, to quote Bill Ayers in a recent interview, I'm going to say maybe 2 or 3 months ago, he said that the United States is going to change and never return to the way it was. So, I mean, you know, Bill Ayers is one of Barack's mentors. He certainly knows Barack better than he admits or that Barack omits. And
Barack lived with him in college. I mean, that's been confirmed. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's you know, does Bill know something I don't? I mean, what could possibly be about to change? And then you look at the average American. I mean, I've been telling people for years now that, hey, look at things as if there's a disaster headed your way. You need to store food. You need water. You need to be able to take care of yourself for at least a month or 2 months, and you need to have some weapons to defend yourself. And I don't mean to, you know, people out on the street vigilante style. I'm talking about, you know, protecting yourself from you know, the gangs and the mobs that could very easily be, you know.
Well, that's what all my sources say is the plan. Let things break down a while and then have the public beg for the tyranny to restore order. Yeah.
But you need to be prepared. Let's face it. You know, if one of your kids or your wife is killed in one of these incidents, you're going to feel terrible. And it's going to make your cry for government intervention even louder. If you have the ability to protect and defend yourself, your pleas to the government are going to be a little less intense. But that's not what they want. You're exactly right, Alex. They want us to be on our knees, begging them to save us.
And that's what communists do everywhere. They'll get their soft people in who bring the country down and then bring in something even worse as the, quote, savior. I mean, this is a communist program.
Listen, I don't know how many times I've been at a demonstration back in the 60s and the 70s where the beer bottles and the rocks, they all started flying from the rear of the crowd. And, of course, when the police came in, it was the front of the crowd that took the brunt of the attack. The people who were causing all the trouble were in back, and they got away.
These people are such cowardly scum. They may have bitten off more than they can chew. This was a short segment, Larry. We're going to come back with a long segment. Get out your website and take some phone calls for folks out there. If you want to talk to our guest, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Ladies and gentlemen, The re-education camp documents are real. The 1.4 million bullets are real. The training to take on the constitutionalists is the new number one enemy. It's all real.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to be honest with you. The next few months, coming up to the election in November, is one of the most dangerous periods this country has ever been in. And that's because, yes, we know the globalists control Romney. We know to a certain extent it is Obamney O'Romney. We know Romney has been anti-gun, pro-abortion, carbon taxes, all of this, because that's what the globalists want. But with Obama, you've got a real crew of New York, Chicago mafia. They all want seats at that table. They are all making hundreds of millions of dollars, in some cases individually. There has never been such a looting with the energy deals and the shutting down of power plants not owned by insiders. They do not want to turn it loose. And in their public letters, they say, I played them yesterday on Hardball. Hey, we need a new event. It'll help us. Hey, don't worry, fundraisers. No matter how far it gets down, there'll be a crisis. We'll blame it on our enemies. I mean, this is one degree from just coming out and saying they're going to do it. and exposing them may stop them. But we've got county judges in Texas saying that they're going to resist this. The states are saying no. NORTHCOM, the different defense acts, states that it's ready for state insurrection by legislatures. 2 years or last year when the state legislature of Texas said no more TSA going in our pants because they were molesting the state reps and their families. Obama's people said we'll have an F-16 blockade of the state. That was in the news. It's like, oh, I mean, that's how the Civil War started. So the point is they mean business. I've talked to members of the Army and then later confirmed it, not just with callers, but with people I know in the Army, that when Rick Perry joked last year and said Texas might want to secede, they put the National Guards that are federalized in all surrounding states on alert to invade Texas if Rick Perry was serious. And of course he wasn't. It was rhetoric. And they confirmed air blockade. So we're going to go to our guest here in a moment and talk about that and take your phone calls and see where he thinks things are going. But this is a very perilous time with all the preparations we see out there and police being told, get ready to, you know, have martial law in October or late October, early November. I hope we expose this. It comes and goes. And that whoever the new puppet is just gets in there. But if Obama doesn't face re-election, then the sky's the limit. We're going to go back to our guest here in just a moment. Briefly, I should remind you that InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the front lines of the InfoWar. We are listener supported. I've hired 6 new reporters who are getting trained, and they're doing a great job. I've hired 7 people for the newspaper, graphic designers, news layout people. We're accelerating that. Big success. It takes money to run this, and I try to sell products that I believe in. So I get up here. I mean, believe me, I'd rather not sit up here all the time pitching stuff, but it's stuff I use. If I use it, if I believe in it, I promote it. InfoWarsHealth.com, the very best vitamin and mineral supplements, you name it. It's there. Incredible products, the best. InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com if you want to be a distributor and get discounts. You can also sign up and get free shipping there at InfoWarsHealth.com. With the longevity products, that's all there. The Pro Pure water filters, the best gravity fed stainless steel filters. They've even got fluoride filters that you can get with it that cut it almost down to nothing. The system I use myself on the RV or at my home. We have one here at the office as well. 10% off, already the lowest price on the internet. We're the biggest distributor. InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com will also take you to the shopping cart or link through at InfoWars.com. All the books, all the videos. All of it, the Obama deception, it's all available at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. I've now got 51 employees and contractors. 51. And let me tell you, it is a big deal to manage everybody and to get everything done. And I'm happy to do it. But it's all because of your support and our tireless efforts. So thank you. We're putting on the best defense of the Republic and our constitutional Republic we can. We're doing the best job we can to really cut to the bone of the issues and to have, you know, Media Matters and Think Progress say they want to shut us down, their White House run, to have incredible stuff behind the scenes go on. It's very creepy, but believe me, you know how real this is when you get the threats, when the rest of it happens. We're going 110% against this, and we couldn't do it without your support, so please spread the word about the broadcast. Now, Larry Grafwald, again, former Army Ranger, Vietnam, in college, Weather Underground tried to recruit him. He infiltrated for the FBI, helped send a bunch of them to prison. He's trying to send some of them to prison for killing cops right now. We should talk about some of that before we go to calls. But we've thrown a lot of this out there. What are other things that, you know, that you're really focused on right now? And what do you think we can do to stop all of this, stop a false flag?
Well, I think what you're doing is exactly what needs to be done. What you and Cliff Kincaid and others are doing to try to get the message out, how effective that's going to be, I'm not sure. Again, you know, we're dealing with an ego that is beyond anything I've ever seen in my life, and what he is willing to do as far as his second term in office is up in the air. I mean, the National Defense Authorization Act is a perfect example of implementing what you had mentioned earlier in the program, the Army documents that indicate that they've already got plans on how they're going to handle people like you and I. Now, if you can believe that, I've grown up in a country where I believe that I'm free to say whatever I want to say, short of something that is going to wind up harming someone. In other words, I can't holler fire in a movie theater. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? I would never think of doing such a thing. But standing outside the theater and hollering fire is a different story, isn't it? And that's what we're dealing with right now. The Occupy movement is all over the place. They have no regard for your and our rights. If we're trying to cross the street, they'll block it. If they have to block traffic, it makes no difference to them. Somehow, we've reached a point where this government, and this is Barack Obama, who allows these things to happen, up to and including the new Black Panther Party posting people at a polling site with clubs. I mean, I know you've seen the video. I have of those two black gentlemen standing there in the most threatening way possible. People admitted that it intimidated them and they didn't vote, and yet there was no prosecution. But Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers, who we have significant evidence that they were involved in the Park Police Station bombing that resulted in the death of a police officer, are no closer to being prosecuted than they were 20 or 30 years ago.
Well, expanding on that, I know you worked with the FBI. They've certainly, you know, have their own problems. They've been caught provocateuring and things. I've seen a lot of evidence that the FBI has provocateured some of these new Black Panther Party, you know, type groups. I mean, I don't know how they do get away with that, because I know this. If I did something like that, I would be arrested very quickly. You know, it came out Hal Turner, the big white supremacist, was like an FBI minion. And my whole point is the FBI itself today is run by people that were the types that were in the Weather Underground. So, Javier, what do you say about those agencies today?
And, you know, I can't say, Alex. I can tell you this from my own personal experience. I was controlled by the FBI to the extent that it sometimes I had to do what I knew I had to do, even though they had instructed me differently. Remember, the FBI I was dealing with was the one that had dealt with the Communist Party, USA, during the 50s, and they were still in the coat and the tie and the hat. And, you know, all of a sudden in the late 60s and the early 70s, we had the hippie generation and people with long hair and beards, and agents weren't even allowed to let their hair grow long. They were still expected, you know, to have a short haircut and to wear suits and ties. And I tried to explain to them then, and of course, in what I had to do in order to infiltrate the Weathermen, a lot of times I had to go contrary to what that had instructed me. But the one thing they always emphasized was that I was not to come up with the plan, that I had to let the plan develop, and I was allowed to add to it as it developed, but I couldn't be the instigator. Now, what you're telling me is today that there's FBI agents who are actually provocateurs, and frankly, if that's the case, I disagree with it most heartily. But I can tell you that the agents I know, and most of them today are retired, so I can't speak for the current crop.
Sure,
they weren't
provocateuring. They were actually, I mean, if you're in a planning session and they've hatched the plan and they want your ideas, then obviously you're allowed to talk to them, but you're not supposed to say, hey, let's go blow up a bank or something.
Yes, exactly. You know, once they say, hey, let's go blow up the bank, then you're allowed to say, well, you know, we probably need a getaway car and we need explosives, but you can't be the one that comes up with the idea. And I And I adhered to that.
Why have they been protected? I mean, some of them went to prison, thanks to your testimony and others. But, I mean, now they're out of jail, pardoned by Clinton. Some of them never went to jail, standing on American flags in magazines. That's supposedly cute.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Well, Bill Ayers is in that magazine standing on the flag, and the caption is, "Guilty as hell, free as a bird, isn't America wonderful?" It's almost spitting in our face, isn't it? Here's what happened. The FBI used tactics that were authorized by the government during the 30s and the 40s, wiretaps and illegal entries. They call them surreptitious entries.
Sneaking pigs.
Yes, bag jobs. And they go in, and what they were doing was looking for evidence. They weren't trying to find something that would convict someone. They just wanted to find out if the bad guy had been there. Well, when that came out, especially in front of the Frank Church Committee during the 80s, that came up with all kinds of controls over the intelligence agency that ultimately led to 9/11. Basically, what happened, Frank Church Committee said, these intelligence agencies can no longer communicate with one another. So when the FBI found out that there was people in Arizona learning to fly airplanes but not learning to land them, they couldn't tell the Army or the CIA, who had information, similar information, from other locations.
But see, that's what's ridiculous about all this. I mean, they use that as an excuse to let operations not be known about, because then they want the pretext to take our liberties. But, I mean, I don't care. If I worked in some agency and I knew something was going on, I would make sure something got done about it, even if I got fired. I mean, I don't get to take Fast and Furious. They haven't even gotten in trouble for that.
There's a prime example, Alex. Fast and Furious. You talk about a numbskull idea in operation. The idea was that they were going to let legal, licensed gun dealers sell guns illegally. And they even encouraged them to do it. And then they were going to trail the guns like it was going to be an easy job. Come on. You know, you buy a truckload of guns and suddenly they start heading in 15 directions. How many agents do you have to follow them? And lo and behold, they wind up over in Mexico. And then one of our Border Patrol agents winds up dead, and they find out it's one of the guns from Fast and Furious. Guess what? The Justice Department and our Attorney General says, gee, I didn't know anything about that.
And then they get caught lying, and then they get caught saying in memos they were going to use it against the Second Amendment.
And then he refuses to appear before Congress using executive privilege. Doesn't that sound like Watergate? It sure does.
It does, Larry. Let me ask you this, then we're going to go to a few phone calls here for people that have been patient and want to talk to you. What in your gut or your research, what type of dirty trick or false flag or October surprise, knowing these people that influence the current criminals in charge, what type of stuff would they pull to stay in power?
Well, I think the sky's the limit, but my own opinion is that the Occupy movement, although it's been very quiet through this summer, I think it's going to get noisier and noisier, and I think that's going to wind up being the catalyst. I think there's going to be more acts of violence as things go on, particularly around polling places and political meetings. It'll be a combination of the extreme right and the Occupy movement that ultimately causes Barack Obama to say, hey, the elections have to be suspended and martial law declared. Now that's complete speculation, and recognize this. The more exposure that we give this, the less likely it is to happen. You know, a rat doesn't like light. And these guys from Chicago, they may have good plans and they may be good rats, but they don't like light. And the more light we shine on them, the less likely it is that they'll try to do what they're planning.
Well, again, you talk about elements of the extreme right and left. I mean, there was organic movements in Occupy, but the White House basically tried to take it over. And then you've got groups trying to infiltrate right-wing groups, getting people in fights. We caught the White House trying to provocateur in the Trayvon Martin case, in there agitating, trying to get some type of race war going. I mean, it's so diabolical. But it didn't work. It didn't work.
No, and understand, Alex, that this administration has done everything in its power to make sure that the division exists. They have done absolutely nothing to try to unite races, classes, or different groups of people. They have emphasized the differences and tried to make that a cutting edge. So it makes perfect sense. But understand, there are people on the extreme right that are just as crazy as the people on the extreme left. And then you've got these guys in the middle who are trying to manipulate all of it, and that's Barack Obama. And it's like, gee, what string do we pull over here on the right? What string do we pull over here on the left? And boy, wouldn't it be good to get both of these groups in a confrontation on the street to Washington?
Yeah, that's what a lot of our sources are saying. They want to get some type of civil unrest going and then clamp down and play the part of the referees when they staged it all to begin with.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Ira hates, Ira hates. Call him drunken Ira.
Larry Grantwald's our guest. for doing your calls right now. But Larry, give people your website if they want to follow the work you're involved in. Let's get Larry on air right now. Go ahead, Larry. Start over.
Larry, 101ST .blogspot.com.
Again, that's Larry, 101ST .blogspot.com. Excellent website. Let's go to some phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Leon in Illinois. You're on the air. Welcome and thanks for holding. Lennon.
Hi. Look, we've just let this go too far. I mean, I think basically after all the hubbub, after, you know, spending however many late nights searching up articles with coffee, the last thing that we can all agree on is that it's just gone too far. So I've got a comment for Larry, I've got a comment for the audience, and I've got a comment for you, Mr. Jones.
Sure, go ahead.
You say that Bill Ayers says that there's going to be a time coming up soon at which the United States is going to change, and it's going to change dramatically, and it's not going to go back to the way it was. And you know what? I completely agree with him. 100% I do agree with him, because I, unlike him, still believe that human beings can actually do something when they put their minds to it.
But you don't want to have a communist put you in a slave camp so they can walk around and feel powerful? You don't want him ruling over you?
Absolutely not. Because I know that regardless of all the ego Mr. Larry is talking about, regardless of all the ego that those guys have, that ego comes out of that pathetic little sense of fear that they need to feel.
And by the way, Larry is a psychologist in his bio. I didn't. That's not even on the bio on his site, but he's also a psychologist. That's why he can analyze the ego of these people. Yeah, that's what I found, is these are weak, grasping, power-tripping people who want to dominate others. They don't get real power is when you convince people to like you and want to be around you because you're a nice person and have cool ideas. That's where real power comes from, and then you're ashamed of all the power you get. And in fact, what would you say about the weathermen type people? I mean, what's their basic psychology, Larry?
Well, they want to be in control. They want power. Bill Ayers wants to be Joseph Stalin. I used to marvel at the fact that, you know, when he would walk into a room, it was like God had appeared, and people would shut up and wait for him to speak. Now, keep in mind that we're supposed to be a socialist, communist organization, and everybody's equal. But then how come it is that everyone shuts up when Bill or
Jeff how could you act like, how could you keep a straight face and sit there and act like you were sycophantically listening to him? Because I would imagine if you didn't sycophant, they wouldn't keep you in there. I mean, how did you do it? Just overdo it? Oh, your graciousness. Oh.
No. What I did is I played my role. I had, remember, the weathermen had attended meetings in Cuba and in North Vietnam where they were criticized for recruiting academics and that they hadn't recruited veterans and working class people. And here I was, and I knew that, for call it instinct, that this was what they were interested in me for. So I played that role. I remember sitting in meetings, and I had a straight razor that I used to carry in my hip pocket, and I used to take it out and flip it in the heel of my boot. Now, you know that these are guys that and women who probably don't even know what a straight razor is, let alone its lethality.
Stay there. I want to hear the rest of the story. We have to go a little bit longer because I want to let Lennon and others get their question in.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.